Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the telephone this weekend by Calaveras County CAO Albert Ault, who's been getting us up to speed on the new budget that was recently approved, the preliminary spending plan for Calaveras County. CAO Ault, staying on that topic, you talked a lot during the first segment about what this new preliminary spending plan looks like. You know, what are kind of some of those uncertainties that are still out there on the horizon?
Well, I'll start at the local level, and it'll be the theme, local, state, and federal, is that this COVID-19 issue is going to be with us for a while. And as I say internally, this is our first pandemic together, so we really don't know how to project where it's going. But the first unknown for that will be how it continues to affect our local economy. It remains unseen whether or not the unemployment due to COVID may have an unanticipated impact on our property tax, which is our biggest source of general revenue. But we've already seen in the last quarter of the year a significant drop-off in sales tax and transient occupancy tax. And those are important sources for our county, given that tourism is a big revenue source. So on a local level, we just don't know whether the reopening of the economy is going to continue to be stable and whether we're going to be able to count on those tourism-type dollars, or if there's any potential that the spike that we're seeing not only in our county but statewide could ultimately impact us the way it has in some other counties that have been shut down based on state order. So that's, you know, from a home perspective, that's what we're keeping the closest watch on. But there are certainly impacts on the state and federal level as well.
What are some of those things that are still questions out there at the state and federal level?
Well, first and most simply is just how much money the state and ultimately the federal government may have to backstop the lack of revenues that we may have at the local level. So we've seen a lot of discussion about stimulus monies and monies being allocated to the counties. On the state level, we've gotten an allocation, at least we've seen the number, that from CARES funding that we'd be able to access $4.6 million, but it's still unsure on what we can use those funds for. We haven't gotten direction from the state yet on how we may use those. We haven't gotten any indication yet that the state will allow us to use that to backfill lost revenues in the past fiscal year. So that's an unknown still that remains. Obviously, the unknown in the state economy is whether or not the state will have the type of funding to maintain our funding levels in our programs the way we get the state money at the same level that they've had. So it's easy to anticipate that as the economy continues to lag, that we're not going to see in this current year and probably next fiscal year, we're not going to see the state revenues that we've been able to enjoy the last almost decade.
Also, I was going to ask you just a little bit about during the Tuesday Tuolumne County Supervisor meeting, they were talking about, you know, contact tracing and the strain that that's put on the health department and having to move county staff around to do different things like that. Has COVID-19 kind of changed a lot of some of the operations of Calaveras County's government and the strain and the level of work for you as well?
Yeah, it absolutely. I would describe, particularly for public health, that they have two jobs now. They're in that particular department. They're already performing their regular public health functions, which were significant to begin with, but had to essentially stand up a whole COVID-19 response team. So they're pulling extra duty. We've pulled in temporary staff to help, including contact tracers, and so that will be an ongoing impact to that department. Fortunately, the state allocation, we do know it's intended to help cover the growth that we need in that department to track COVID-19. But it doesn't necessarily change the fact that in many of the departments, particularly public health, that they now have essentially two full-time jobs. And so some of our attention has been drawn away from what our regular priorities are to continue to monitor and track the COVID-19 issue. And frankly, we know it's going to be with us for a while. So we're trying to space out our regular duties and our priorities with the board and the ongoing work and overlay it in such a way that we can continue to handle both the pandemic and our day-to-day activities and priorities of the board, so that we don't let anything drop off.
Also, you know, FEMA projects and things like the Butte Fire and storm events, while COVID has been the main, you know, response right now and the main focus, I know those were past big events. You know, are there some projects still going in those realms as well?
Yes, we still have quite a few outstanding FEMA projects, and that's an unknown to us as well, that I should have covered under the state kind of variables that we're moving along, anticipating that the state and ultimately the federal government will continue to be able to backstop the disaster projects we have. We still have outstanding projects from the 2015 fire. We had two different, well, actually a total of three winter storm disasters declarations in 2017 and 2019. And so our work continues on those, and we'll hope that over time we'll continue to get backfunded for those. But those funds lag quite a bit. And in last year's budget, and even in this current budget, our public, if they look closely, will see where we took out potential revenues from state and federal government on those projects, because the lag is so far behind us getting paid from when we complete the project. So there's some risk, and those continue to be priorities for us to handle the disaster projects, but there's some risk that we won't get fully funded from all of those projects, and that there'll be a general fund impact to the county.
You know, fire prevention in general, is that still a big priority for the county and the supervisors looking at ways to reduce the impacts of the next big fires of this region?
Yes, absolutely. It continues to be a priority. We still are moving forward with not only 2015 Butte Fire tree removal, but we've got a very bark beetle tree removal program. We're one of the, I think, 10 counties in the state that has consistently accessed both state and federal money to continue the bark beetle tree removal. And we're moving ahead with that still. And they're not only fire danger, but most of the trees that we're working on removal are those that are close to public roadways. So if they're dead or dying, they have the potential of landing on a public roadway if they were to come down. So there serves two purposes, and the board's conscious of both of those safety matters and continues to move full force with the bark beetle tree removal.
Also, changing the topic, in Calaveras County, it seems like one of the big issues that's been followed closely over the past few years has been marijuana rules and regulations and restrictions. So where does that issue kind of stand right now for people who haven't been following closely?
Well, we have a current cannabis cultivation ordinance. It came into place at the beginning of the year. Actually, I think it was mid-December when the board voted affirmatively to bring the regulation in place. And since the board adopted the regulation, we've essentially stood up the cannabis department, began permit processes, and are pretty well along in the program now with permits. And we have had opportunity, even with the delay at the state level due to the COVID issue, we've still been able to get permits issued and have quite a few in process. And independent of one's opinion on cannabis cultivation, if we just look at it simply as a program, although it's not quite where we anticipated it would be from a revenue perspective at this point in the year, it's moving along pretty well, and most of the numbers are very supportive of the county's budget.
We need to take one more break. Talking with CAO Albert Ault on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.